This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
What? There will be some of that going on.
You can't go into another room? Because that's really loud. Really loud. Holy shit, Dottie. This is recording, so you got to put this at the beginning of the show. But you could definitely got to go into another room. Oh, my God. Is she sawing logs right now? Ben, you hear this?
Yo, do you hear this?
What? No, I hear it.
That's his wife.
But I'm all the way. I'm at one end of the room, and she's at the very other end of the room. So it's like I'm not, like, next to her.
Oh, my God.
Just imagine if I was, though.
Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite NASCAR drivers.
Oh, man. The blue one, the red one.
No, come on. Be serious.
Dude, have you ever heard me talk about anything NASCAR? Matter of fact, I crap on y'all for talking about it.
You live in Detroit. That's the heart of the automobile industry.
Okay. Automobile industry, not NASCAR industry.
Oh my God. Michigan has two races a year.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Do you see black folks in the stand?
In Brooklyn, Michigan.
Do you see black folks in the stand when you watch it on TV? How yes. many? How many?
A few, yes.
Quite a few.
Exactly. A few. Lego. Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. The scene. With something mean is supposed to be. But I show that be so awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Didn't move, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Waiting in my double A must put the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy Horse. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horse. This is episode 127. We are the podcast that will never have Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, though, people? Hey, Ben Affleck not as bad. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Also with us is I Yield to No One.
Hey, everybody. I hope you are... I blew that.
Speaking of blowing it, Alex is here also, but he will be joining us later as he has something important to do that was more important than the show to actually start recording with us on time. So he is here, and he will jump in later.
He's not blowing it because whoever he's on the phone with, he pretty much closing the deal because he's been known for a long time.
Yeah, it's been going on for about 45 minutes now.
I just hope that his mind be trying to close the deal.
Well...
All right, let's do as we do every week and give your updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 47-43, with a plaque count of 33, but very, very soon will be 35. Donnie,
what? Jumped to
the two. Oh, yeah, how you going to manage that?
Well, I have picked up a game on the Vita, which is an easy plat.
Yeah, because you already did it on the Station 3.
Well, what game did you pick up?
The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
I am considering picking that up on the Vita as well to play it differently.
But you do know you can play it differently on the Station 3, too.
Well, here's the thing, Donnie.
Well, someone told me that after the fact. But,
And Donnie, here's the thing. And realistically... I went to play 400 days, and I noticed my save was missing from the original game. So I said to myself, if I'm going to play the game entirely all over again just to do the 400 days, I'm going to do it on the Vita so I can get those trophies.
Of course. That's what a natural chumpy chump would do.
That has nothing to do with being a trophy chump.
That has nothing to be do with trophy. No, no, no. It is a borderline trophy chumping. But if he plays the whole game out and does not like, let me cloud save my save file, even though I've played it on the PSN, and I'm going to cloud save it over to Vita, start it up, and ding, automatic platinum, and all I did was turn it on, that's trophy chumping. If he plays through the game again, it's borderline chumping, but he played through it and earned it. So it's legitimate.
No, it's not. But in Tricky's way, he's trophy chump. He's not doing it just because he want to play it all over again. He's doing it for the trophies.
No, I'm doing it because I want to play the 400 days. And if I'm gonna have a save to play the 400 days, I might as well go through it on the Vita and play it again.
Yeah, great excuse for a trophy chump. But let go. My trophies are level 24 steel, 4581 steel for the trophy count, and plat 61. I had the exact same thing because I have nothing new, and I kind of stopped feeling like playing Batman to get those Riddlers.
All right, Yield, what about your trophies?
I am a level 17, trophy count of 2,593, and a plat count of 29. What's your 35th platinum going to be then? If your 34th is going to be
Saints Row 4.
Walking Dead. Oh, Saints Row 4? Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured you were getting close to that one.
Well, in reality, I'm not close, but in reality, I am close. And let me explain that.
What?
If you look at my trophy level in the game, it's not very high. But I'm doing all the side missions, which I will get into in my trophies and tips, that I'm so close to finishing all the side missions, which unlocks about 10 to 15 trophies, that once I beat the game, the only thing I'm going to have left to do is actually play the game for 40 hours to get my platinum. And then
So you're not close.
Have you beat the game then?
Say again?
Have you beat the game then? Have you beat the storyline?
No, I've gotten to the part, and I don't want to spoil it, so I'll just...
No, don't, because I'll play it.
I'll use code words. I got to the part that everybody knows is coming, but you hook up with an old friend, and that's where I stopped in the story missions. So I told you where I'm at, but I didn't spoil anything. Because if you know what I'm saying, it's already been announced, so it's not like I'm spoiling something. And since Alex is also with us, his total trophies is he's a level 20, total trophies of 3665, with a plat count of 38. Although he would say 37 because of the Sly Cooper.
That's right. Don't turn him into something he's not.
All right. So let's get into what we're playing. I'm going to start off. I've been playing Saints Row 4 on the PS3. I've been playing The Walking Dead on my Vita. Marvel Facebook game. That's it. Mm-hmm. And Donnie, what about you?
I've been chumping on my Vita. I've been... nothing. Yeah.
Nothing. All right, Yield.
Let's see here. I've been playing some Plants vs. Zombies on my Vita. I've been playing Despank the Baconing.
Have you updated your Vita yet?
Huh?
Have you updated your Vita yet?
As of when?
As of the Plants vs. Zombies?
No.
Do you have that trophy yet?
No.
Have you tried for that trophy yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I am down to the point in Plants vs. Zombies that all I need is I have to get one of every plant in the Zen Garden.
And I'll give you a tip to how to get that.
I need to beat Seeing Stars before the first flag zombie. Okay. I need to beat Last Stand with 2,000 sun left.
Okay.
And I need to survive 40 waves of awesome zombie awesomeness.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
It sounds like that was the last one I got.
That was the last one I got on the PSN. And I think that's practically about it. I've pretty much gotten all the easier ones. I'm down to the hard ones now.
The 40 flags on the Vita is actually harder than on the PS3.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All right, let's go into our first topic of the day. Our first topic is somebody has done a comparison between the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One performance, and claims are coming out that the PlayStation 4 is around 50% faster than the Xbox One, with the difference being both, quote, significant and obvious. Now, just with that being said, what are you guys thinking? Are you thinking that this is true, or this is just a...
I'm going to go off this thing and say, duh, it's a PlayStation 4, man.
Don't say that, Donnie. Let's be realistic here.
I am being realistic. It's always been a more powerful system.
As it stands right now, I would say that probably, yeah, it is. I mean, it even says in the article that Microsoft has been changing things to try to catch up to Sony.
Haven't we known that?
I would say it's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, haven't we known they've been changing things since they started changing things? Like, a lot of things?
Well, a developer, an unnamed developer, said that a platform agnostic dev built what would appear to be 30 frames per second and a 1920 by 1080 on the PlayStation 4, but at a slower 20-something frames per minute and a 1600 by 900 on an Xbox One. Now,
man, that's very slow per minute.
Well, it's frames per second.
Yeah, I know, but I just had to catch you on that.
Okay. But, I mean, I don't want to go geek again on you guys, but to me, it just seems to be 50% faster just sounds a little high to me.
And but we all know Sony are, you know, they always cocky of their stuff. So, yeah, we can kind of assume that it's not technically 50%.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to say that the PlayStation 4 is definitely faster. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking it's probably about lower to like 5-10% faster.
No.
I mean, the only way we're really gonna know, realistically, is once both systems are out, that they put both systems next to each other, they load up the same game on both consoles at the same time, and you can see which one loads faster.
Well, no. Okay, you can do that. But at the same time, which screen takes the longest, like, has the longest intro? So...
Well, that's what I just said, Donnie.
No, I'm just saying, like, no, because, you know, Sony has the big... And I'll forget what Xbox has.
No, I'm talking about from dashboard, both games loaded up, you hit the button to start the game, from dashboard to title screen. That's how you can tell which one's faster.
To menu screen.
Well, no. Well, okay. Menu screen, title screen, same difference. But, okay. Well, with that being said, let's move on to our next one. IGN is launching an app for Final Fantasy XIV A Realm Reborn players. Donnie, I know you threw this in here.
Don't ask me to speak anything Final Fantasy.
Okay, then cut this entirely out of the show because I have no interest in this whatsoever.
We're the fans of people.
Wait.
Like Final Fantasy?
What if Alex does?
Alex is not here to talk about it.
Tricky, you gotta stop doing. You gotta know your audience, man. You know people like this Final Fantasy crap.
Donnie,
so
this link that you put in here tells us absolutely nothing.
It tells you that they gotta. Read the description.
Okay. All right, moving on to our next topic. IGN has launched an app for Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn. Included in the app for iTunes, its description says, explore the reborn realm of Eruza with Square Enix and IGN's Final Fantasy XIV Online, A Realm Reborn app. A detailed guide to enemies, jobs, weapons, armors, quests, and much more. It features the latest news from IGN and Reddit, comprehensive walkthrough videos to help you level up and loot your way to the top, constantly updated wiki guide to dungeons, items, enemies, quests, and more, and Final Fantasy wallpapers from the game for your iPhone and iPad.
There you go. That's all I gotta do. Now the Final Fantasy fans are informed on this app. Move on to the next one.
All right. This is the topic that I... You know what? We're going to skip the next topic because I want Alex to get in on that topic. So we're going to skip that one for now. The next thing we have is Grand Theft Auto 5 online. So, Alex, since you're the only one that watched this video, tell us all about it.
I'll do it, but I'll Donnie. Play as Alex.
You'll play as Alex.
Yeah, you said
yeah,
Alex.
You said Alex.
Okay. All right. So, Donnie, since you're the only one that watched this video, go ahead and tell us all about it.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll talk about it, but I got to let it be known. Listeners, if you knew what was going on behind the scenes just now, you would be cracking up right now. But, all right. Basically, talking about the GTA 5 online, basically, they got some new details out, basically saying that, I'm paraphrasing, that when you launch GTA online, that you will be able to go do all these missions, and people, you can do all these missions like rob banks, you know, all these heists, and you can do it with AI, which the only way you can do it with AI, if you build up a reputation with that particular game, like you just can't go up to AI game members and say, hey, join us, and if they don't like you, they're just going to cap you right there. You have to build up a reputation with that game. You can do it with your crew, your friends on your friend list, of course. Also, dang, I just lost my train of thought.
I knew I heard a crash.
Also, you can, like, dictate who pops in your game.
Well, how does it taste like?
It tastes like chocolate. Yeah. With a missing a little bit of vanilla swirl. Yeah. But you can kind of dictate who drops in and who drops out of your game. So depending on how you play your game and online, depends on who drops in, like your on your friend list, stuff like that. The reason I put this in here is not because of the new stuff, because they really didn't give out any too much of details and new stuff. I put it in here because I somewhat now, what I knew then, but you guys were just crapping on whatever I had to say when Stash was on and we were talking about this with the GTA 5 online. What I don't understand, or what I'm not digging so far, is that basically, yeah, you really had to play GTA 5 all over again.
Why is that?
Because that's exactly what you're doing. GTA Online is GTA 5. Exactly.
So what's the point of releasing the same game all over again? Is it just doing it as co-op?
Yeah. It didn't give any details on drop-in, drop-out co-op on the story mode. So this is their source of online play. Which, like I said, I knew then what y'all were talking about, but you guys were still just crapping on what I had to say, which I was trying to tell y'all, hey, well, no matter what you say it, that's exactly what it is.
All right. Well, speaking of what it is.
Wait, hold on. You get 2-in-1 bonus news. Steam, Valve is giving off, you know, doing the share plan. Did anybody know about the share plan that Valve is doing?
Tell us about the share plan, Dai.
You can share your account up to 10 different accounts. One player at a time can play that game. Like if me and Tricky was playing and I wanted to play Saints Row 4 and he wanted to play Saints Row 4, by Tricky being the account owner, he would give me a message saying, I want to play Saints Row 4. A message would pop up on my system saying, Tricky want to play, you have this amount of time to get off, or we're going to kick you off. So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And also, with the Xbox, they also say with Xbox, some of the stuff they took off, they were trying to do this, but it's going to be that Xbox crap. So, it's not there now.
Now, all I got to say is are we forming our own crew?
Not with me.
Not with me. I ain't buying.
Oh, you talking about Saints on GTA?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Didn't you see his tweet about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I did see that. I would like to, but I need 25 more butts. So until then, I might not.
We are going to form a crew, and we're going to call it the Four Horsemen.
By the time
we're going to mount up. We're going to mount up on Blaine County.
Is it the Four Horsemen of the Podcapolis?
Yes.
Well, it's either the Podcapolis or Podmageddon.
I like Podcapolis.
All right, the Four Horsemen of Podcapolis. That somebody should make that into a T-shirt.
Yo, Tricky's got it. Get on that. She says she's got it.
Better. All right,
she's got it. Sweet.
Better get on it.
All right. Speaking of getting on it, there's another social network for you guys to get on. Forget Facebook.
Oh, yeah, like that's going to happen.
Exactly, with me.
Well, Donnie, forget Facebook, because Life Invader is where all the cool kids are. Yes, yeah. Life Invader is a social network parody launched by Rockstar ahead of Grand Theft Auto V's arrival next week, and it likely features some of the characters and brands from the game itself. The site loads up various profiles when accessed, including ones for returning soda Sprunk, hairdresser Haircuts Barber, and Redwood Cigarettes. The latter running a promo for 10% off your first visit to a hospital when you, quote, stalk them on Life Invader. GTA 4 had plenty of parody websites, so it wouldn't be surprised to see Life Invader in Grand Theft Auto 5 when it launches on the 360 and PS3 on the 17th. We'll avoid detailing its content any further for those who want to go in knowing as little as possible. But we must mention some of the Life Invader taglines because they're great. Quote, portray the life you want online, end quote, make friends with strangers, and making the private public.
Sounds like another place for losers to meet up.
So, Donnie, you already made your account, huh?
Nope.
That doesn't surprise me. That Rockstar does a really good job with promoting their games with stuff like that.
Yeah, but oh well, I'm not about to get into it. People know how I feel about social sites.
Well, speaking of something,
dude, it's a parody site. It's not real.
Speaking of something that might not be real, Gran Turismo 7's producer said that Gran Turismo 7 will be done in, quote, a year or two.
Wait. Say that again. What will be done in a year or two?
Gran Turismo 7.
Okay. Please continue before. Are you done?
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, man. See, Gran Turismo is hand down that road of every year is a game. They're getting closer and closer to letting one out every year, and it's about to destroy their franchise. When, yes, it didn't mention, that the 7 will be on PS4, yes. But in my head, like, dude, why the heck you come out with 6 if you want to come out with 7 within your usual amount of time, but you would have came out with 6 in the first place?
Because they had to get a game out on the 6, on the PlayStation 3.
But you know what? They already had a game on the PlayStation 3. Gran Turismo 5. That was the PlayStation 3. Matter of fact, they had 2 on PlayStation 3. Prologue and Gran Turismo 5. They're about to destroy the game. And I'm quite sure 7 is going to be, if they follow their plans to come out within a year or two, is going to be the exact same thing as 6, except it has 7 after Turismo.
Well, I'm not a big Gran Turismo fan, but wasn't that the same thing with Prologue and 5?
But Prologue was, you're right. Yeah, Prologue was basically I don't even know how to explain this.
A preview of what 5 was going to be.
Yeah, a full-scale demo, I guess, of 5. Yeah, but yeah. So basically, they're saying that 6 is Prologue 7 of 7.
That's not what they're saying, but
I know, I said basically. But, I'm not. But like I said, they're going to come out with it, and I'm quite sure people are going to buy it because there are Gran Turismo fans, which I am one of them. But I wouldn't get 6 if I knew 7 was coming out tomorrow.
All right. Speaking of things that you will no longer be able to get in, you will not be able to get any more games from Blitz Game Studios. They have closed their doors after 23 years. A couple days ago, it was announced that 125 of its 175 employees will be losing their job, while Blitz will seek to retain the remaining 50 within a new company for two projects which are, quote, self-sustained financially, and the future of Indie City, the child company's online marketplace for small developers, is less certain.
Yeah, it's always sad. What did Blitz come out with?
You're going to make me Google this, aren't you?
No, Blitz, I'm not going to make you. I'm telling you.
All right, yes. This is going to make me sound bad, but didn't they come out with the NFL Blitz games?
That's what I thought initially, but I'm actually looking it up right now.
I thought Blitz was just a term used on the field saying, hey, Blitz, audible Blitz, and Blitz that. Blitz go that way. Blitz.
Really? Yeah. Donnie, do you watch football?
I told you guys, I don't care about sports unless I'm playing it physically. I get ADD watching sports, and I get ADD playing sports on video games. That's why I don't play them.
How can you play sports and not know what a blitz is?
Because I just know if I get the ball, stay away from the other guys. And I know if I get the other ball, the round one, I know I got to get it inside that hole.
Oh my gosh.
Just going from, let's see, in the last console generation, they made Karaoke Revolution, Bratz the Movie video game.
Okay, stop. I hate to sound mean, but yeah, they need to shut down.
Hold on. SpongeBob games. But most recently, the games that you would know, they made U-Star, they made Karaoke Revolution, Epic Mickey 2. Hey, Epic Mickey 2 was a popular game.
You're giving people a reason to want this to shut down.
Donnie, don't say that. People lost their jobs. Don't say that.
Yeah, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean in that form, but those games.
Just because they make games that you don't play.
No, I'm not
your particular cup of tea does not mean they made bad games.
I was just about to justify it by saying, you know what? What kept them in business was you, Tricky.
No, don't see cracking jokes again.
But it's true.
It's not a joke. Is Sony announced that they're going to be, quote, holding back PS4 consoles to sell after launch. Now, that might sound a little weird, and to me it does a little bit myself, but this is their reasoning behind it. They said Sony's holding back a number of PlayStation 4 consoles from its pre-order allocation in an attempt to satisfy demand throughout the winter and early 2014. Speaking recently to Fox Business, Jack Tretton, chief executive at Sony America, said that, quote, we want to make sure people can buy a PS4 on November 15th and through the holidays, so we're holding back some inventory to make sure people will be able to buy one. No word on how the extra stock will be distributed globally, but the good news is that Sony is manufacturing PlayStation 4s quickly and efficiently. Tretton continues to say that, quote, we can pre-sell every unit until we manufacture, and the good news is that production yields have been phenomenal. We're going to work very hard to make sure every consumer that wants one gets one.
No, you're not.
So if you haven't already pre-ordered a PlayStation 4 and you want one for Christmas, well, you might just be in luck. This will come as frustrating news to consumers and online retailers such as Amazon, who are no longer guaranteeing newly placed pre-orders for the PlayStation 4. Tretton freely admits that the Sony could pre-sell all its stock, but they want the console to be available in shops throughout the Christmas period. Tretton continued to state that the Sony sees the PlayStation 4 as, quote, the biggest launch we've ever had, end quote, and claimed that the PlayStation 4 is, quote, far and away the most powerful console ever created, end quote, and sure that Microsoft will answer back with these claims. Interesting, Tretton revealed that several stats surrounded the launch of the PlayStation 4. He claims that around 20 games will be available at launch and 33 games will be available by the end of the year. We're focused on the next 10 years. November 15th is just one day of the next 10 years for us. As with the previous PlayStation, Sony sees the PlayStation 4 as a machine that will receive support for the next 10 years. Now, Donnie, before you make your statements, let me explain what this means, because I know what you're going to say. And you know what, Donnie, go ahead and say what you're going to say, because
I
want to make sure that we're on the same path.
Thank you. This is all so stupid, in my opinion. Maybe, I don't know, I don't have my own business, I don't manufacture anything, but if I want everybody to have one, including the pre-order ones, how about I just make as many as I can manufacture and put it out there for the market so everybody can have one? Then when I sell out, I just say, hey, I'm sold out. We're in the midst of making more product.
Well, here's the thing, Donnie, and this is what I was going to – that's what I thought you were going to say. This is the thing. Let's say you own your own video game store. You're not a franchise. You're just a mom-and-pop store that sells video games. You're stuck to the market of Detroit, where Amazon, everybody knows Amazon. Everybody goes on and gets their console from Amazon. So in retrospect, let's just throw numbers out there. If Sony's only able to produce, say, 1 million units a month, okay, mm-hmm. and you have Amazon, you have Best Buy, you have GameStop, they're all taking unlimited pre-orders. Well, Sony has to send all those consoles to those online retailers and may only be able to send you one or two consoles. So by holding back and saying, okay, this is how many Amazon's going to get, this is how many Best Buy's going to get, and whatnot, it's opening the door so they can send more consoles to everybody rather than just flooding the market in a certain markets.
No, because I'm still going to have to wait anyway. Whether when you sell out, I'm still going to have to wait. And if you hold back, I'm still going to have to wait. And then if you were, like, in business with Amazon, eBay, Best Buy, and all them, you know, put something together, you know, get your people to talk to their people and say, hey, don't take freaking unlimited supply.
That's what they're doing.
No. How? When you're still holding back?
Because that's what, by telling Amazon, only take X number of pre-orders, they're holding back. They're saying, okay, we want you to sell our product, but we want to make sure everybody can get it. We don't want to, if we can only make 1 million consoles this month, and you take 1 million pre-orders, that still leaves Best Buy, GameStop, and everybody else still fighting for consoles.
Okay, well, Best Buy and all them, then it's first come, first serve at that case. In my opinion, it's first come, first serve.
And then the mom and dad or the grandma that's going out and they're trying to buy this console, they're not going to be able to go to the store and buy the console.
Yes, they will, because they have eBay to go to. Everybody will still get their console. It's just they got to go to eBay now.
No,
and everybody can go to eBay because eBay is not a physical store.
No, you look at somebody like my father. My father hates computers, won't touch them, has nothing to do with them. Now, say he wants to go out and buy a PlayStation 4. He can't go to his local store and buy one. The only way he's going to be able to get one is to order online.
Okay, that's what he got you there for. You his son, you have to man out.
All right.
go online. Pops, I'm here to help you out. I'm quite sure he called you. How many times already has he called you to help him out online, Tricky? With the internet. My grandma tells me all the time.
My father will not come to me. But the point...
goes to somebody, though. Right.
No, he will not tell anybody to go online. He hates the internet. He hates computers.
Well, he's smart, because we should all hate the internet.
But the point of the matter is, Donnie, they have to fulfill demand to everybody. You can't just flood the market in one direction and forget everybody else.
I understand. I'm not trying to say forget everybody else, but I'm just saying that holding back is – okay. Okay, let's just move on.
I mean, do you understand, or you just...
Yes, I guess I understand the whole everybody has to get one, but I don't understand holding back anything. That's what I don't understand, because I'm still trying to figure out how me not getting it now.
Would anybody like to hear my opinion?
Absolutely. Go ahead, yo.
Go ahead.
No.
I feel that some of the reason that they're doing this is because when the PS2 came out, a lot of people would buy them, and then the demand was incredibly high. So come holiday season, when everybody bought them on Black Friday or before Black Friday, Sony didn't have any. You had to wait. It was almost where it was, you know, GameStop, local GameStop would get one or two, and the people were standing at the door waiting for UPS to show up and then walk in and buy them. So people were selling them on eBay and making a killing. You know, you were buying a $500, $600 PS2 or PS3, and you were doubling your money on eBay because people wanted to have it for Christmas for little Billy and little Sue. You know, I even talked about with some of my friends about doing it for the PS4. We have it. I think this is a kind of a way for Sony to, it's going to happen, but it kind of keeps a hold of it. They're not going to flood the market on launch day and then not be able to meet demand because they were all sold.
But see,
so they're going to turn around and they're going to slowly, here's some more. Here's some more. See, here's some more.
The way I'm understanding, and maybe I'm 100% wrong, but the way I'm understanding it is not that Sony is not selling what they're making. It's not like Sony's turning around and saying, okay, keep this X number of PlayStation 4s in the warehouse. What I read it as is that Sony's saying we're only sending X number to each person, so we're not flooding the market in one direction.
Okay.
So you're going to have the same kind of chaos that you had every year, or not every year, but every time there's a new console out, the same chaos. Just give everybody a freaking console who comes in with money to buy a freaking console.
I would like to think that if you can sell something, you sell it. Like, you don't hold back. They say, like, and I remember with the Wii, like, people speculated Nintendo was holding back consoles to stimulate demand. Look, if there are people that are willing to buy it, you sell it to them, okay? Like, you don't wait and, like, because, you know, if you can't make – I would hope that they can't meet demand. That's what I think, is that they just can't make as many PlayStations right now as there are people who want them. Because you get to the point where sometimes you might lose sales. You might have to sell a console at a cheaper rate than you would have before if you had actually met demand or put everything that you had on the market. I mean, what happens if you so-called flood the market? If you get a lot of consoles out there at the beginning, then you get a lot of people who are going to adopt software at the beginning, and software is where you make your money. I don't know if they've said how much they're losing on the PS4. Typically, the hardware makers lose money, but so I'm assuming that's the same here. But like a bunch of people with consoles buying games from the start, buying a whole bunch of games from the start, and they're clearly proud of their PS3, their PS4 launch lineup. So why not get as many people get the PS4 in as many hands as you can? I've never understood that holding back concept.
Thank
you. Dumb.
Okay.
Dumb.
Thank you. Ed. No, okay. All right. Tricky. Answer this real quick.
Go ahead.
How can you hold back anything to stimulate demand when demand is already stimulated? It's there.
But see, that's okay. That's where me and you, and apparently the three of you, maybe I'm wrong, but that's not the way I'm seeing this. What I'm seeing, okay, just hypothetical, Donnie. Okay. You're buying the PlayStation 4 on launch day. How are you buying your console?
I would go to the store. The store. I don't like doing too much stuff online.
What store? GameStop.
GameStop. Just because I got the rewards card.
Okay. Now let's just say, this is the way I'm understanding this. Let's just use four stores, and we're gonna throw out hypothetical numbers. Let's say Sony makes 1 million consoles, okay? And they have to go to these four stores. The four stores being GameStop, Best Buy, Amazon, and your local mom and pop.
What about Walmart?
Doesn't Walmart sell
more consoles than any other company or any other brick and mortar business in the world?
I'm just using these four stores for this scenario.
Amazon not a store, though. Well, it's not a physical store.
Don't you be dissing our sponsor.
It's not a physical store. My bad. I'm sorry.
It's an online store. But now, okay, by Sony turning around and saying, we're holding back, the way I understand that is they're saying, we're going to send 250,000 consoles to each of the four stores. Because now We're going to open up them. We're going to sell 250 on Amazon. We're going to sell 250 on GameStop. We're going to sell 250 in Best Buy, and we're going to give 250,000 to the local mom and pop store. Now, this is the thing. If the local mom and pop store is not going to sell 250,000 consoles.
If they're the only town in store, the only store in town that has the consoles, yeah, they'll sell that many.
They want to sell because demand is there, Jiggy. Demand is there.
You're not letting me finish. So what they're saying is instead of letting Amazon take a million pre-orders and not be able to send consoles, they're holding back how many they're giving to each retailer. They're not stopping sales. They're not saying let's leave them in our warehouse and not sell them. They're holding.
You didn't say that.
I did say that.
No, you said it was holding back.
They're holding back how many go out to who? That's the way I understand it.
You didn't say to who. You said it was holding back, and here it didn't say to who. It just said we are holding back consoles.
Right. That's not what the article says. That's the way I'm understanding. It's not that they're not selling what they're making. It's that they're holding back where they're selling, where they're sending their consoles to make sure that everybody can get one in all markets. So it doesn't. So they don't send 750,000 to Amazon, and Amazon only sells 600,000, and still they got, and now Amazon has 150,000 consoles in their warehouse that they didn't sell.
This was incorrectly worded because they're not holding back. They're just distributing. They're evenly distributing the among places.
Correct.
But I'm laughing at the fact that
this topic just turned into something completely different. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't say that in what Tricky's just said. It doesn't say that in the article. The article said we're holding back systems. Period. We didn't say we're holding back from individuals who pre-order.
It says right there, Sony is holding back a number of PlayStation 4 consoles from its pre-order allocation in attempt to satisfy demand throughout the winter and early 2014. It says it right there, that they're stopping how many consoles are being allowed to be pre-ordered to make sure that they can send them out.
Okay, all right. You're right. You're right. But still, this doesn't say that they're holding back and they're going to put them in store. They said they're just not going to put them in store. My mind boggled now.
Tricky's right. Just get over it.
No, you're not.
All right. Now we're going to go back.
Don't give yourself that much credit. Exactly. I still don't know what I think you just hornswoggled us. Exactly. You were talking about one thing and then you started talking about another thing. You used fancy words.
Okay.
Hoodwinked up in the motherfucker did the flip flop in your chest.
Speaking of fancy things, I actually skipped this topic until I actually got on the show. Sony came out, and for the first time, they were able to make an announcement that wasn't previously leaked, and they have announced PlayStation Vita TV. Now, whoa, you don't like this?
No.
Is this a television station where every show is about the Vita? Like there's a reality show where everyone plays their Vita, and there's like a battle like game show where everyone plays games competitively on the Vita, and there's a show where a Vita sits by a fire and everyone stares at it for a half an hour.
It plays a 24-hour nonstop reenactment of the tester over and over.
Vita TV is a tiny piece of hardware. It's about as big as a deck of cards, and what it does is it allows you to play your PlayStation Vita games on your TV. It lets you use a DualShock 3 and DualShock 4 when it comes out to play your Vita games online or on your TV.
See what I mean, Donnie?
I already knew about it, but I'm like, I bought a handheld so I can play it with my controller.
Well,
on the TV.
On the TV. That's what I bought my handheld for, so I can so I can take it home and play it on my couch with my controller, but I can do that with my console.
Okay, well, here. you make a valid argument, Donnie. But here's why this is cool. You're getting a Vita system for $100, which is half the price of what it is now. The drawback is it's no longer a handheld, you now have to play your Vita games onto your TV. But this is where it's cool. PlayStation Vita TV acts exactly like a Vita, minus it being a handheld. You can use remote play. You can use every other option, video streaming services, everything else. The same as a Vita, only it's not a handheld. Now, this is where it makes it cool. The PlayStation 4 is going, they've been saying, you can do what with your Vita with it?
Remote
play. So now, with this PlayStation Vita TV, you can now leave your PlayStation 4 where it is and use the PlayStation Vita TV to play on a different TV in your house.
Okay. So...
Oh, snap!
Yeah, so what the heck is a Vita for? Again, like I always say.
The Vita is a handheld...
The Vita, the PS4 controller.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want a Vita as my controller. I want a Vita as a Vita.
Your Vita's not a controller. You can take this device. Okay, you have a TV in the living room.
I hear you, Tricky. I hear you. But yeah, that's the only thing that is cool. That is the only thing that is cool. But the rest of it is like, I just buy two consoles then instead of me buying a freaking Vita.
Why would you pay $400 for a console when you could pay for this for $100, be able to play all your PlayStation 4 games on a different TV, and now you open your door up to being able to play Vita games?
But that's the thing. I don't want to play Vita games on my TV. I want to play Vita games for Vita games. I want to play my Vita. I don't want to play everything handheld. I don't want to play ports. I don't want to play stuff that's on the PlayStation. I want it to be 100% either Vita games with remote play, meaning that me transferring to the Vita won't take over my trophies. That means literally I'm playing my stuff that I'm playing on the station on the go, not transferring trophies to anything. I don't want to play Vita with PlayStation 4 games. I want the Vita to have its own stuff. That's what a lot of people buy handhelds for, their own thing. I want them to have their own lineup. They only have like maybe three that I can pick off head right now. Everything else is Vita and PlayStation 3 play.
I agree with Donnie. At home, I want to play a PlayStation 3 or a PlayStation 4, not a Vita on my TV. Also, Tricky, here's a point that you brought up in past weeks. You hadn't played many games because you didn't have time. So how are you going to have more time to play Vita games at home and PlayStation 4 or 3 games in the future? How are you going to make that work?
Hold on a second.
We just mind-boggled him.
Me, personally, if I had a Vita game I play, I mean, right now I'm playing The Walking Dead on the Vita.
Port, what I just said.
It's a port, but it's still the
But it's exactly what I just said. And you're going to get the same exact trophy that you're going to get on the Station 3.
But Donnie,
same thing. But see, what I just said. You didn't make a point at all.
Okay, but now you're changing the dynamic of.
No, I'm not. I want to play Vita again.
Know what I'm about to say if you cut me off?
Because I know you're about to try to say, and it's something that goes along the line of chumping.
No, you're changing the dynamic because you always say your main argument against the Vita is that you want to play Vita games on your Vita and you want to play PlayStation 3 games on your PlayStation 3. You don't want them intersecting. You don't want to play PlayStation 3 games on your Vita and vice versa.
You're twisting it. I told you I don't mind it, the remote play part. But when you transferring save data and that data interacts with your trophies and your other stuff that you do on the Station 3, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, but that's a totally different conversation.
No, it's not because you're not playing Vita for the Vita. That's what I'm saying.
By Vita. No, if I didn't own a PlayStation 3 and I only owned a Vita, that's how I can play The Walking Dead. Case in point right now, you have Assassin's Creed Liberation, which you were not able to play because you did not own a Vita. Now it's being ported to the PlayStation 3, and now you'll be able to play that game. Now, whether or not you want to play the game is irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, they ported the game over to the Vita for the people that own a Vita that didn't have a PlayStation 3.
And you're right. Vice versa, my same argument goes vice versa for the PlayStation 3. Port. Skip the freaking port. I don't, like I said, let me just use Kingdom Hearts as an example. I don't mind the ports being on there. Because, you know, I would like to get my hands on Kingdom Hearts, but just for the trophies. I know the whole thing, the story, Kingdom Hearts, and I love the story, so I wouldn't mind it. But the thing is, I still... It being a port, that's my whole thing. I want new stuff. I don't want to play... I don't want anything ported over to my Vita.
Okay.
Like you just said, if I didn't have a Station 3... You would have the Vita. And yeah, you know what? You'd be playing Station 3 games. You wouldn't be playing anything that the Vita made other than maybe two or three of them, like I said, that I think of off top.
Okay.
You wouldn't be playing anything Vita. That's it.
I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into your plans, and then I'm actually going to answer Alex's question. You talk about ports, but one of the games that you want on the PlayStation console that's not there has always been Gears of War. If they were to port all the Gears of War games onto the station, you telling me you wouldn't play them?
Yeah, I would play. Like I just said, I don't mind the ports being there because people are going to sell. I don't mind the ports being there, but I'm just saying when you...
Alex, to answer your question, it's going to be hard to divide my time. But the thing is me, I own a Vita, so I wouldn't buy a PlayStation Vita TV for the ability to play Vita games. Which is, in itself, a reason to buy it. Now, what I would buy the PlayStation Vita TV for is the ability to remote play onto a different TV in my house. That's how I would use the PlayStation Vita TV.
Okay, fair enough. I guess you're not going out and getting anything extra.
I'm paying $100 and basically buying a Vita, another Vita for $100 that doesn't have a screen on it, then I have to use my TV as a screen. But since I already own a Vita, I'm not buying it for that functionality. I'm buying it for the functionality to be able to remote play throughout my house.
Okay. I guess it's just an extra use of your PlayStation 3 then.
Or my PlayStation 4, really. Yes. But just hypothetical, throwing it out there, you're going to see Amanda next month. If the PlayStation 4 was out and the PlayStation Vita TV was out and you wanted to play a game that's on your console, you could literally bring the Vita TV with you up there, connect over the internet, and now be able to play your console at Amanda's house.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm going up there to visit Amanda, to hang out with Amanda and Mike and their kids. I'm not going up there to play my PlayStation 3 games.
Right, but you understand what I'm saying. That right there makes it worth the purchase price.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
Nah, that's not worth the $100. That's something like 50 or under. But
to be able to play a whole new line of games and be able to stream your games from...
No, you're not playing a whole new line of games. You're playing a whole new line of ports. But,
Donnie, you got it.
Donnie is not letting that go.
No.
Never.
I'm not.
Dude, that's the best part.
I'm not. Not until Vita come out with their own stuff.
They do come out with their own stuff, Donnie.
But yeah, apps. Apps.
When the PlayStation 4 launches...
Apps.
When the PlayStation 4 launches, they're going to continue to make games that are on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
Yeah. Then port them over to the Vita if it's not already on the Vita.
I'm not talking about the Vita. It's the same thing that the PlayStation 3 did with the PlayStation 2 games.
You got him saying it now, Donnie.
The station, yeah. All right. So, Yield, you've been kind of quiet during this whole thing. What do you think about this whole thing?
I think it's dumb.
You think it's dumb?
I think it's dumb. I mean, most people already have their Netflix and whatever. You don't need to port it to take stuff to a different room. I have a handheld to play on the go or when I can't play my PS3. I just think it's silly. I don't need to play my handheld on the big TV.
Okay, but what do you think about the ability to remote play your PlayStation 4 onto a different TV?
I think it's not for $100.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I just said.
If the TV that I'm using, my main TV for my PS4, is being occupied by my wife, by my kids, by guests, and I really, really want to play it, I'll unhook it. I'll take it to a TV somewhere else, hook it up to that TV, and play it. I don't need to spend an extra $100 for a gimmick. That's what it is.
Just to add on to what Gil just said, people act like it has so many freaking cords. It only has the power and the HD cord. That's if you get the HD cord. That's all it has. So people act like it's so much to move.
I'll give you that. But on the same token, some people, including myself...
Lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It's just I have my TV set up in a way where it might be difficult for me to get to the back of my TV. So it's not as easy as just unplugging the wires. You know, I got wires going through my entertainment center. In order for me to unplug my PlayStation 3 right now, I literally have to drag the wires through my entertainment console, find a plug, move my entertainment center, move my computer table to get to the plug. It's not that simple. Now, if I'm moving it for a long-term basis, that makes sense that I would go through all that effort. But if I'm only moving it for a couple hours, then it's not worth me going through that effort, and that's where this thing would be cool to use.
Okay, Triggy. So, how many HD TVs you have in your house?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Whatever you son room, of a bitch. Really?
Whatever, yes.
Whatever room you
some
want.
Some of us don't have any.
Would you like me to send you a TV, Alex?
Shit, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you want.
We went for like 18 episodes to get that in. But this, I'm assuming that whatever room you're moving it to, it has an HD cord in there, right? So you just unplug it and move it to the next room.
Let's really? Move on to the question of the week. Donnie, what's your question?
What is your favorite comedic game, video game?
Comedic video game.
I'll kind of start us off here, if I may. Does anyone mind?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I find that most games aren't really, like, laugh-out-loud funny. You know, like, you'll sit and watch a funny movie, like the new 21 Jump Street, or you'll listen to a comedian, and you'll laugh pretty hard, you'll laugh out loud. I don't find any games like that. Although I will find games that make me chuckle and make me smile. They'll like make me laugh kind of, you know, a little bit, just kind of a little chuckle under my breath. You know, it's, oh, that was a funny, like I'll acknowledge it. And it's mostly like for me, the Double Fine games, like the writing in those games, like stacking and like Costume Quest and Brutal Legend, all that stuff. Like that's the kind of humor I really appreciate. Psychonauts. Just this witty, well-written humor that, you know, may not be like this gross fart jokey stuff. There are a few fart jokes in stacking. I take that back. But it's real well written humor, and it's you know it hits you, and it's like wow that was funny. You know, it elicits a little laugh. It's not a belly laugh, but it's a nice you know solid laugh. And I'm really into the Double Fine games for you know because I like to play them and because I like the writing. I think the writing's funny.
Okay, I want to go next.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right, I just want to go off the opposite end of. What Alex just had to say, because I say a lot of those comedic games that if it's like written to be specifically for like comedy, you would have to be like an old school gamer or remember a lot of the old school games to help the humor out. And I would have to go on to say my favorite comedic game would be Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard. If you remember a lot of the old school stuff and the stuff they put in that game is laugh out loud, hilariously sitcom type funny.
Are we talking Two Broke Girls sitcom funny?
No. I want to take out sitcom. I want to put in Don't Be a Menace. I want to put in Soul Brothers.
I'm going to go next. Funny. And unfortunately my game I'm not going to be able to give you details on
Toy Story.
No, mine is is the game I'm playing now, which is Saints Row 4.
Okay, I can give you that. Because, that's funny.
Because I, I want to tell you something that happens. All right, it happens very, 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 very early in the game. So I'm going to spoil something for you right now. But it's actually very funny. So yield, if you don't want to hear this, take off your microphone or your headset for about 30 seconds.
Starting, go.
Okay, as you know, in Saints Row 4, you start out and you're the president of the United States. And then you get attacked by aliens. There's a scene where you actually run and you jump on a missile, a nuclear missile that's heading to kill everybody in Earth. And you jump on this missile, and as you're climbing up the missile, they start playing Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And you had everybody going, every one of your gang mates saying goodbye. And it was absolutely fucking funny that they took an Armageddon reference and put it in the game.
Yeah, that's, I have to play the game to laugh.
It's things like that. And it's, you know, everybody here plays Saints Row 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very funny.
Okay, in Saints Row the Third, you got in the car with Pierce and you guys sang the song.
Early in the morning.
Right. I'll give you cool points if you tell me who sings that song in real life, Donnie.
No, I just know most of the, well, not most, but a lot of the words. Nope, I don't know.
It's Sublime.
There you go. That's who it was. I'm trying to think of it.
You know, for a second there, I was going to say Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. It had that kind of same beat, the way that Donnie was singing it, but yeah.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Peaches are actually in this game. But,
millions of peaches.
There's a scene like
peaches
that.
Peaches for free.
In Saints Row 4. It's about halfway through the game. And I got to tell you, when it started happening, I had my Pulse headset on, so there's no sound coming out of my TV. I threw my Pulse headset off so the sound would go back to the TV, and Tricky's Goddess and me just looked at each other like, really? Because it was absolutely hysterical what they did. It's we got to get Jeff Hanna on the show to talk about this. And you guys need to hurry up and beat the game so we can do a PG spoilers on it. All right, Yield, what's your comedic game?
Well, you know, at first, I want to go with Ratchet and Clank.
Really?
Because
those are funny.
Well, yeah, just because Quark makes me laugh out loud. But I've only played All for One. I haven't played all of them yet. So the game that makes me kind of just chuckle constantly when I'm playing it is Despank.
Okay. And I was just about to say, you can't say we are Ratchet and Clank if you played that All for One. No, you had to play the 1, 2, 3s.
Yeah, I would also like to say Captain Quark is very funny, but Dr. Nefarious also makes me laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nefarious is pretty good, too. But I've got to say, I just finished up Despank the Bacony, and all three games. It's RPG, but they really do kind of, they throw comedy in there. And it's just, some of it can be real childish, but some of it, it's not like laugh out loud funny. Some of it's just kind of like, that was kind of stupid, but that was kind of funny.
The Death Bank games,
it's a constant smile.
Thank you for being professional, whoever that was.
I would like to say that I agree with Yield. The Deathspank games are also very well written. It's Ron Gilbert, who, of course, did Monkey Island with Tim Schafer of Double Fine. So it comes from that same kind of background. So, yeah, those games are well written, too. The gameplay, not so much, but the actual like script and the writing, it's kind of a saving grace of that game, I think.
All right. Let's move on.
Mine's was the funniest.
Of course, Donnie. Let's move on to our trophies and tips section.
Titty!
All right. I have two games that I'm going to give you tips on. The first one is on Saints Row 4. This is a good tip. It's also a bad tip at the same time. There are trophies in the game that you have to complete all the side missions and do all of the different activities, whether it be insurance fraud, whatnot.
I was in three.
Yes. This is why it's good and bad. A lot of the side missions take you to do those activities. So, if you're looking to save time in completing the game, then do all of the activities before you start all of the side missions. But if you want to be able to do the side missions, then don't commit. Don't do all the activities, if that makes sense.
Activities, not side missions?
Well, the side missions, like if you do a side mission for Kenzie, she'll send you to hack the stores, which you can do in free roam. You can go in and hack every store. So basically, if Kenzie sends you to go hack four stores, and you've already hacked those four stores, you literally accept the mission, and you stand right there and turn in the mission without even leaving the ship.
Okay, but if you just do the side mission, won't you just be killing two birds with one stone?
Well,
or vice versa?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying, is if you want to do the activities by themselves, be aware that you're essentially knocking out the side missions at the same time. And while you're doing the side missions, you're essentially knocking out the activities at the same time. So it's a good thing and a bad thing in itself.
I'm going to qualify that one as a bad tip.
You'll understand more when you actually play the game. And anybody that's played the game knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but it sounds like it really didn't have to be put as a tip. Because you're going to do... Even if it was to do them individually, you're going to do them all anyway. So...
Well, what I'm saying is if you want to extend the game more, then don't do the activities. Do the activities as you do on the side missions.
It's a freaking open world. You're going to extend the game no matter what you do.
You'll understand when you play the game, Donnie. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense to you right now. But trust me, when you play the game, you'll understand. And my second tip is for Plants vs. Zombies on the Vita. Yield, I know you said you were looking to unlock the plants.
Yes.
This is how, if you got to keep track of the plants that you have already, because once you unlock them, then you have to keep them in your garden. You can't sell them or anything like that.
No, that's what I'm doing. I only sell the duplicate plants.
Okay, and now this is how you get, like, if you're going after a particular plant, this is how you get it.
Okay.
If you look at your plant list in your options. You know how there's five rows?
Yeah.
Okay. In the game, you have five different levels. You know, you start off with the garden level, then you do a dark level, then you do the pool level, then you do the dark pool level, and then you do the roof.
Yes.
For each row, if you want the top, if you need a plant out of the top row, then you need to play the garden level. If you need one out of the second level, then you play the night level. Third row, you got to play the pool level. The fourth row, the night pool level. And the fifth row, the roof. That's how you unlock those plants.
Okay, but they line up. You can move the plants around.
No. I'm talking about when you go into the almanac and you look at the plant list.
Oh, okay.
They're in a certain row. So that top row, those plants unlock on the first set of levels. The second row unlocks on the night levels. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha, yeah.
So that's the tip for you and for all of our listeners. All right, we have no listener emails or voicemails. Guys, you guys got to send us emails, send us voicemails.
Yeah.
So with that being said, let's move on to our housekeeping.
Don, no housekeeping, no.
Don, you got your little maid's outfit on?
No.
Donnie, how are we going to get fresh towels and linens if you don't let the housekeeping in?
No housekeeping.
PerfectGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, and generalized all-around positions for the site, including rump shakers.
Look, we have been over this 1,000 times before. I didn't think we even needed to mention it, but, you know, we're all full on rump shakers.
No, we are not.
Yes, really? We are.
How many rump shakers do we need?
We need at least one, because we don't have any yet.
What are you talking about?
He just dissed our skills, Don.
Exactly.
You guys have not taken a position.
You just dissed our bootyliciousness.
What the heck? We already announced what we did last week.
And fill in that site, in a position on the site, please go buy provengamer.com and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
I'm not happy with how he just glazed over that disrespect, Don.
While you're there, stop by and read all of our articles. Check out our videos and listen to our other podcasts.
Speaking of videos,
you can go onto YouTube and search Official Proving Gamer to check out all of the videos. And if you're interested in listening to our other podcasts, there's several ways you can listen to us. You can listen to this show or PG Spoilers on either iTunes or Stitcher.
And it's going to get to the point where I'm just going to say so much random shit through when Tricky's trying to do housekeeping that I'm going to make him pause because he's expecting me to say something, but I'm not going to say anything, so it's going to be awkward for him.
Just like
that. That was good.
Now, I just recently found out you can leave a review on Stitcher, so please do that. Speaking of leaving reviews, stop by iTunes. Leave us a rating. Probably 5 stars. Let Donnie know he's doing such a good job.
Bloop.
Someone's got to give Donnie some credit here.
Let Yield know he did a great job on his first hosting job.
Speaking of which, I still got to put that show out.
Oh, killing me. Wait a
minute, why did you say that on this show? You mean to say it's not going to be out before this is out?
Hopefully, listeners, by the time you're hearing this one, the last one was out.
We're going to have to port Tricky over to another podcast.
Speaking of porting, there are several ways you can get in contact with us. You can email us.
Did you just say porking? I don't want any stranger porking me.
Send us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can find us on Facebook. Do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundasaurus Rex. And you can contact Yield at I Yield to No One.
Hey, hey, hey.
You didn't say it slow enough. Gotta be like, contact Yield at I Yield to No One.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, there's two ways you can do that. Actually, three. I found a new way.
But postcard?
You can call us. And Donnie, what's that number?
330-776-8369.
You can also go to the website and click on the right side of the page where it says leave the guys a voicemail. That is for anybody on the site, not just the podcasters. Also, I found out on our Facebook page, you can also do the same thing. So, go to Facebook. While you're there, hitting that like button, leave us a voicemail.
Or, you can send us a postcard. 4 ways.
Send it to Detroit. Don't send it to me.
You know what? I would love to get you guys postcards on mail.
All right. Now, while we go talk about our sponsors in a second, I have an announcement with our sponsor in relation to our contest.
Oh, jeez.
So, first sponsor we have is Miracle Cup. Go by and check out MiracleCup.org and check it out. Maybe you can get a car sponsored like us. And if you could, and you would, please stop by and leave a donation. Let Proven Gamer be the first car you see. Guys, the car is fantastic. You guys seen it, right?
Yep. Awesome, awesome.
Go on to our YouTube page. You can check that out. The next sponsor we have is Play31.net. They offer a poker variant. Yield poker variant.
Not bad.
They offer real money and play money tournaments. If you don't know how to play the game, go to the website. They will teach you how to play. And our final sponsor, Donnie, who's that?
Amazon!
No, Don, you gotta give me more feeling.
Amazon!
There you go. What?
I like that. Donnie switched it up. Donnie, he went outside the box with that one. I think we should appreciate Donnie's creativity there.
Yeah, thank you.
ProvingGamer.com is sponsored by Amazon. If you could and you would, please stop by Proving Gamer first, click on the Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. So tremendously that we were able to do a contest in which I offered to pay off somebody's pre-order of their PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. With both release dates now official, I'm here to tell you that the deadline to enter this contest will be November 14th. As of November 14th, I will be paying off somebody's pre-order. So at that time, you can go on to Amazon and check to see if your pre-order was paid off. Or if you want to be surprised, wait for it to be delivered and see the invoice that says zero.
Do you think we could send enough people to Amazon on that day to just shut down Amazon? Like everyone checks at the same time. Shit it down.
Well, I will tell you.
Or enough people can go pre-order through the site to it, go to Proven Gamer, go to Amazon, pre-order their systems that the site buys all of us a console of our choice.
But technically, they can't do that no more because Sony is holding back.
That is a good point.
Oh, we just messed up the whole thing.
Thank you, Donnie.
You can still do it. And please, whoever gets it paid off, please just come leave a voicemail saying that you were happily, appreciatedly, all the leads that you can be for ProvenGamer.com. You have no idea how much that would mean for our reputation.
It really would mean a lot to us because, I not to brag or anything, but I thought this was a really good thing to do for our dedicated listeners. And I mean, you guys have been around for 2 years now, so I mean, you put up with our bullshit for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll do your shout outs, buddy.
I really don't have any, except I will see you all in Los Santos and Blaine County.
Not until October.
All right, Alex, your shout outs.
Was that a reference to Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yes, it was.
That was a Grand Theft Auto 5 reference, because that's where I'll be this week and the next week, and possibly the week after that.
We'll
so
never
you
see
blow me, you. Will. You will go buy Grand Theft Auto 5. You're going to the Best of Us.
You guys, stop it. Stop it.
I'd like to point out that we're not going to
turn this car around.
We're not going to see Yield again, okay? Like, after this week, he's done. It's like, we'll see him next year. He'll have a beard. There'll be a nest in his hair with a little blue jay living in there. He just fucking Grand Theft Auto'd out of his mind.
Well, look, check this out. Really, Yield? Can your internet even hold the power of Grand Theft Auto 5?
I'll make it hold the power of Grand Theft Auto 5. I'll hold it hostage if I have to.
He had to play his game like very high up on a roof or in a mountain somewhere to get like sentinels so he can play it online.
All right, Alex, your shout outs.
Well, I would like to give a shout out to all the listeners. I'd like to give a shout out to Jake Plus Plus on Twitter, one of my good buddies from in town. Of course, as always, give a little love to you guys because you guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's about it. I'm like Yield. I really don't have too many shout outs this week.
All right, and Donnie.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to you guys too. You guys are also awesome. And Tricky was mostly wrong this episode, but he's still all right in my book. And of course, the listeners, because like I said many times before, I love doing what I'm doing. I'm not doing this for my health. I'm just loving it.
If anything, it's detrimental. If anything, it's detrimental to your health.
Oh, it's detrimental to the listeners' health because I love making them feel the way they feel.
All right.
No, you know what? You probably was right. It's my health.
All right. I want to give a shout out to all you guys for putting up with my bullshit last week of me being here but not really being here. I had to record the show because Donnie couldn't, but I couldn't actually be on the show, so I was listening and I was annoying the shit out of Yield the whole time. So Shout out to you for putting up with my BS all last week.
Tricky, we got to deal with you every week.
Actually, I think it made for a better show because Donnie said he worked it in. So
I worked it in. It's so great. I mean, y'all guys were actually reacting to the bloops I put in. So that's how good of an editor I am.
All right. And I want to take a nod from Yield's other show. And I want to give a twerp you.
What? I was saying, you can mention the other show that I'm on. It's okay.
Oh, it's Game Twerp.
Okay.
But I want to give a twerp you. Can I? Do I have your permission?
Yeah, you can give a twerp you.
No.
I want to give a twerp you to CJ Ross, who somehow, some way, saw the Mayweather fight last night as an even fight.
Oh, what the heck? Yes. I wanted to talk. That's not. Come on. That's end of show. That's going to be like a whole nother show. That was some bull crap. And I wasn't even voting for Mayweather. I'm always waiting for the guy to knock somebody to knock him down.
So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Check it. Later.
Check. Let's bounce.
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Now download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.